Week 5, Day 6. The Political and Ecclesiastical Love of Self. Conjugal Love 263. While I was reflecting upon the universal loves of hell and of heaven, it was granted to me by an angel from the Lord. Just now you shall see and be confirmed by seeing what the hellish love is like. Then suddenly on the left the earth opened up, and I saw a devil coming out of hell, who had on his head a square cap, pressed down over the forehead, even to the eyes. His face was full of pustules, as of a burning fever, his eyes ferocious, his bosom swelling into a drum. Out of his mouth belched forth a fume as of a furnace. His loins were all aflame, in the place of feet were bony ankles without flesh, and from his body exhaled a stinking and unclean heat. I was terrified at the sight of him and called out to him, "Don't come near! Tell me where you're from," he said hoarsely. "I'm from the lower regions, and am there in a society with 200, which is supereminent above all societies. We there are all emperors of emperors, kings of kings, dukes of dukes, and princes of princes. No one is a mere emperor, or a mere king, duke, or prince. We sit there upon thrones of thrones, and we send forth mandates from there into all the world and beyond." Conjugal Love 264. After this, the earth opened up again, but on the right, and I saw another devil rising up, on whose head was, as it were, a tiara, twined with the coils of a serpent, whose head rose up from the top of it. His face was leprous from the forehead to the chin and both hands. His loins were naked and black as soot, through which fire gleamed darkly as of a hearth, and the ankles of his feet were like two vipers. Seeing him, the former devil fell upon his knees and adored him. "Why do you do that?" I asked. He answered, "He is the God of heaven and earth, and is omnipotent." And I asked the other, "What do you say to that?" And he replied, "What should I say? I have all power over heaven and hell. The lot of all souls is in my hand." I asked again, "How can he who is emperor of emperors thus submit himself and receive you with adoration?" He answered, "He is nevertheless my servant. What is an emperor before God? In my right hand is the thunderbolt of excommunication." I then said, "How can you be so insane? In the world, you were only a canon, and because you labored under the fantasy that you also had the keys, and from the power of binding and loosing, you raised up your spirit to such a height of insanity that you now believe you are God himself." Angry at this, he swore that he was, and that the Lord has no power in heaven, because he has transferred it all to us. We need only command, and heaven and hell obey reverently. If we send anyone to hell, the devils immediately receive him, and so do the angels, anyone whom we send to heaven. I asked further, "How many of you are in your society?" He said, 300, and we all are gods, but I am the God of gods." After this, the earth opened under his feet, and each sank down into his own hell. And it was given to me to see that there were workhouses under the hells into which those who do harm to others sink down into. For his own fantasy is permitted to everyone in hell, and also to glory in it, but he is not allowed to do harm to another. Those who are there are such because man is then in his spirit, and the spirit after is separated from the body and comes into full liberty of acting according to his affections and his thoughts from them. Afterwards, it was granted me to look into their hells. The hell where they were emperors of emperors and kings of kings was full of all uncleanness, and they appeared as various wild beasts with ferocious eyes. And so likewise in the other hell where they are gods and God of gods. In this hell dreadful birds of night also appeared flying around them, which are called Okim and Igim. This is how the images of their fantasies appeared to me. From these experiences, it was made evident what is the nature of the political love of self and the ecclesiastical love of self. That the one is the wish to be gods, and the other is the wish to be emperors. and that men do thus wish and strive to attain it so far as the reins are given to these loves.